being patient with us. I know we ran over about 20 minutes from where we were supposed to start, but there was some substantial traffic and took some time for our attorney to get here. So thank you for being patient with us. Is Greg here now? All right. All right, so it is now Thursday, February 20th at 2020 at 7:21 p.m. We call the meeting to the open session to order. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance with Vice President Kyle Crother.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, next up is opening prayer, Reverend Bill Maggard from Grace Lutheran Church here in Rialto, California. How are you doing, Reverend?
Amen.
All right. Secretary Escalera, can we have the roll call of the members?
Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Present.
Director Greg Young?
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Here.
Vice President Kyle Crother?
Here.
President Channing Hawkins?
Here. Before we get started, I wanted to just give a brief update regarding West Valley Water District and the progress that we're making. Within 2 months, we have made significant progress in addressing a number of items that have been brought to our attention by ratepayers and employees of the West Valley Water District. When I was sworn in, I made a commitment to bring substantive changes, which we have already begun acting upon. We have approved a hiring freeze. We have prohibited the limited the general manager from entering into professional services agreement without approval of the board president. We have conducted meetings to scrutinize professional services contracts. We have appointed an interim human resource and human resource and risk manager. We've transferred authority hiring, promotions, transfers, salaries, and performance evaluations to the HR department. We've created a live stream for board meetings via Facebook Live and YouTube. And this is just the beginning in the first 60 days. I do want to bring something to attention that occurred at our last meeting. During our last meeting, the board of directors selected Ivy McNeil and Wyatt Law Firm to represent the district in regard to specific employment matters. I do know and went to law school with a partner of the firm. IMW is 100% minority-owned law firm and operated has a long history of representing many public municipalities throughout Southern California. It is the largest African-American law firm in the country. It has come to my attention that the Sun newspaper is attempting to make me look as though I influence Dr. Young, Dr. Taylor, and Vice President Crowther to vote in favor for this contract. However, I'd like to thank Dr. Young, Dr. Taylor, and Vice President Crowther for making diversity an important part of the board's decision here. Following their decision, I'd like to make a few statements on the record. One, the board voted in a majority to contract for their services in closed session. I abstained and did not participate in the discussion for the contract. Two, the board made a decision because of the qualifications of the firm and their particular expertise in dealing with employment, harassment, discrimination, and wage matters. I find it offensive and hard to digest that anyone would suggest that a reputable minority-owned enterprise did not earn this work based on their own expertise and body of work. If this black-owned firm is good enough to represent the state of California, city of Los Angeles, city of Inglewood, LA County Metropolitan Transportation Authority, they should be good enough to represent West Valley Water District. This is 2020, and some people aren't comfortable with diversity, yet know what it looks like. We live in America, and there are people of all different races, genders, orientations, and nationalities that are qualified and can compete against anyone if given the opportunity. If there are well-qualified people or businesses in Southern California who can provide a valuable service for our ratepayers, we must fulfill our duty to find the best people and services possible. Our ratepayers deserve that. Thank you. That's all the statement I wanted to make at this time. Next up, adopt the agenda. Any issues or concerns with the agenda?
Where are we gonna? I move the adoption of the agenda.
I'll second it.
All right, with that being said, let's get right to the presentations. Rialto Unified School District.
I'm sorry, President Hawkins, we need to take roll.
Oh, take roll. Okay.
Sorry.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Rialto Unified School District Science Fair Participants Recognition. Okay. Oh, yes, we do.
I think you got to turn your mic on.
Yep.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Again, good evening. Cynthia Burtz with Public Affairs, and we wanted to go ahead and have recognition for our future leaders. In our midst, we have one of the winners from the Rialto Unified School District Science Fair. We have Sean, who is here. And Sean has one of the checks that are up there. You have the checks with you? Perfect. Sean, would you come up and join us, please? Sean. Sean was one of the participants for the science fair and one of the winners. He did his science project on phytoplankton. And I asked him briefly before we had them come up today, just some of the information that he learned. And he took a good amount of knowledge back from that science project. I would love for him to share briefly, if he's okay with that, get about 30 seconds. What do you think, Sean? Really quickly? Okay, what did you take away? There you go. Thank you very much. And I wanted him to go ahead and share that because from that, the other participant also did her presentation in treatment as well, and she did hers on bubbles, which is a filtration process that she was looking into. She's not here tonight, McKenna, to receive her award, but they both did theirs on water. So we're looking at our future board members. We're looking at our future treatment plant operators. We're looking at the future of our water district right here. So I'm really pleased to be able to announce him. And the school district is getting $1,000 for their participation, $500 for each classroom that they represent. So Sean's classroom and McKenna's classroom, $500 each. So this is a copy of the check that they get to give, and this is all going for the continuing education of water treatment through the Rialto Unified School District. Distinguished board members, if you would to stand. Dr. Young? One more. Okay, so under the direction of Ms. Carol Zucker, we do have some members of the Lions Club that's here, and they participated in the Student Speaker Competition 2020 at the club level. A little bit of background on this, our students through the Lions Club can actually take the scholarship money up to 7 years, and they can earn starting with $100. And then all the way up to $21,000 towards the furtherance of their education. So this is a really great opportunity for these student speakers to stand up and present their skill set. President Hawking had the opportunity to be a part of this first round and was a judge for them. So he was so impressed that he wanted to bring them to West Valley Water District and acknowledge their participation. With us, young ladies, if you wouldn't mind standing. Go ahead and come on up. And this one is Caitlin and Melissa, right? Yes. Okay, so Caitlin and Melissa, if you would join our board members.
Their speeches, well, let them tell you. Just don't give the speech. But uh-huh. What the speech is about.
Okay, go ahead. Since you're a student speaker, you get on the mic, yes. Right? Yeah.
So the speech that we were asked to give surrounded the question of a solution to homelessness in California, as it is a pressing issue, especially today. So.
Excellent. And I was very impressed with their solutions and strategies. And I was like, okay, my term isn't up until 2024. Because they go out with their speeches and solutions, we won't be up on this day. They were very impressive. Very impressive.
Absolutely. Thank you. From Melissa and Caitlin. The last one, I believe it is. While President Hawkins is looking, we did have a total of 7 students that were participants in this. One of these lucky students of the 7 will be deemed the winner and be moving on to the next round. That's going to be in March. So if anyone is interested, or if in the event next year you're interested in being able to participate in the student speakers contest with the opportunity of earning up to $21,000, please see Carol. She's sitting in our front row. Can we have Carol join that group? Absolutely. Carol, please. Thank you, guys.
Next up, presentation, Senate Bill 998 update.
Great, so I'll be presenting tonight on the Senate Bill 998 update. We had previously presented this to the board, but just wanted to update you guys on the billing cycle. You'll see day 1, the bill is printed. Day 21, the bill is due. And then from here, it goes through the delinquency process dates when the bill is past due. So you see the day 1 all the way to day 63. And then that explains what day 63 would be. Meter department notifies customer and person by door tagging. And then day 66, meter department disconnects service. This is important to notify the board of this because previously it was 28 days. Now it has moved up to 66 days that we'll have bills delinquent for. In this process, a lot of smart staff connected together. I want to give Mr. Stevenson and the people in billing and customer service a lot of credit for this. And we took 47 routes and combined them into 12. And so you'll see right there how each route will be read, and it explains it a little bit better in detail. So that'll give you the 3 days of reading, and then that way we're able to follow up with the billing. And this may seem a little bit mundane, but I just want you guys to know as we're going into it, we're not seeing that yet because it took effect in February 1st, but I just wanted this to be in front of you guys one more time. So if you have customers ask you any questions or anything like that, you can explain, here's how our new billing process is if they ask you in person.
Okay, any questions at this time? All right, thank you, Mr. Brzozowski, for your report and getting the information out to our ratepayers.
Thank you.
Next up.
I'm sorry, President Hawkins, before we go into business matters.
Public participation.
Public participations, if our guests want to stay for that, you're more than welcome. Or if you'd like to go home for the evening, we do have high school students here.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Our guest, I'm sorry. See, I'm not a good guest. See, my wife's out there. She's the one that does all the good stuff. I just hang out. Thank you all for coming this evening. We appreciate you. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your diligence. All right, thank you. Next up, Secretary Escalera, regarding the public participation.
Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within its jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaker card and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes. Under the State of California Brown Act, the Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not listed on the posted agenda. Comments related to the notice public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Public communication is a time for anyone to address the board on any agenda item or anything under the jurisdiction of the district. Also, please remember that no disruptions from the crowd will be tolerated. If someone disrupts the meeting, they will be removed.
Secretary Escalera, can you point out some changes to the agenda as well as the language in public participation?
Yes, we did remove the language within our public participation notice saying that speakers can only speak during public hearings. Now, of course, you can speak during public participation, or if you'd like to speak during the occurrence of the item, just note that on your speaker card. President Hawkins will be sure to acknowledge you during that time. Also, you'll notice on the front page of our agendas, we have added the district phone number, the fax, and our board members' names.
Okay, thank you. I think we had a request to make sure that we did that.
Yes, that was requested by Mr. Al Vogler.
Okay, thank you. All right, so public participation. We have Diana Areza here this evening. Please come forward. Not comment on any particular item.
My name is Diana Areza. I'm a ratepayer. I have a letter that I received via Nextdoor that I would like to read to the board. A letter from Larry Dubin. He lives in El Rancho Verde, Rialto. He said, please correct me if I'm wrong, but even though GM Mansell is no longer making decisions or being consulted by Hawkins, Crowther, or Pinion on the West Valley Water District practices and policy, he, Mr. Mansell, is still making over $200,000 a year. For what? Is this how Hawkins and Pinion control spending? Why hasn't he been fired and criminally prosecuted along with the rest of the board who supported him and did nothing about it? And Cynthia Burtz of Public Affairs said all board members will be trained and Mansell will get administrative testing and they are expected to become a district of distinction. Is that a joke? This is pathetic and criminal. Why are Mr. Hawkins and Pinion afraid to fire Manziel? They are as politically motivated as Manziel. I want a rebate of my share of all the West Valley Water District money that was spent fraudulently and of the $740,000 that was used to pay off lawsuits. And also my own. I'm wondering why Mr. Vogler, who has asked you several meetings now to put something on the agenda, it has never appeared on the agenda. Is are we out here don't count when it comes to the agenda or what's going on here? Just a question. And also, I am not a racist.
I thank you for your comments. We appreciate when ratepayers have something to say. I do want to respond to something, though. Our district, no matter what some people may want to keep us in the past, is moving forward. Us as board members are working together. Our employees are starting to begin to see the tangible results. There are some people that are unable to get out of the past and be constructive in a situation. And however, we're going to move forward as an organization. I think it's a challenge when people believe that, I'll say this, every person is entitled to due process, no matter whether you like it or not. Every person, no matter the media reports, no matter the gossip, every single person is entitled to due process. And what that means, so I can be clear, due process doesn't mean doing what is convenient. It means doing the difficult work and making sure that your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed and that there's an opportunity to have facts and an opportunity to respond. That's what it means. It doesn't mean because somebody makes a statement in public comment that this board should take action. People didn't put us in this position to just respond because somebody has an opinion. I will tell you this. Character is what every person should be measured by. That's what Dr. King said, not by other people's opinion. Thank you. Next up is the consent calendar. Any issues with the consent calendar?
I move the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Consent calendar has been moved and seconded. Ms. Secretary Escalera, call for the vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawking?
Yes. Next up, business matters, consideration of U.S. Bank Credit Card Program, CalCard. Mr. Mandelbaum.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, board, public. Ricky Mandelbaum, CFO for West Valley Water District. Just a brief introduction to the CalCard program. I've been championing this from the onset of my arrival. I took it to the Finance Committee and explained to the Finance Committee what this program is all about. So in a nutshell, it's a purchasing card for the district. And to summarize the advantages, it has a built-in security fraud protection versus a normal credit card. It's the only card that's designed for governmental agencies in California, and the state of California is also using it, and LA County, water districts all over. So I think it's a benefit for us to move towards that. In addition to that, we will get a rebate based on our spend, so we don't have an annual fee or a monthly fee. It will also enhance our accounting process where we can set it up to automatically have the user code their expenses to a particular GL code, which will then get downloaded to our accounting system. So I'm seeking direction to proceed with this purchasing card, and it will replace all of the cards that we currently have. We have Home Depot cards, we have Lowe's cards, we have Bank of America cards, and it's so time-consuming to track them, and those, they incur late fee, they don't understand our business, things of that nature. And again, the control is really, really excellent.
Mr. President, I'll make the motion that we approve this item.
I second.
Any discussion? No. Without any discussion, Secretary Escalera, call for the vote.
Thank you.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. All right, item 15, authorization for signatory changes.
I don't need to introduce myself again, do I? this is a correction to the last time the signature cards came before the board. It was already approved. We're adding President Hawkins to the signature card. We are removing Mr. Olinger and switching titles with yourself and Dr. Taylor. And the last time it came on, it came here to the board. For some reason, Mr. Brosansky's signature was not printed, so we just need to redo it again. That's the only reason why it's back for it.
Mr. President, I'll move item 15.
Second. And who else? Who's second?
I'll second.
Did you catch one? Second, and then call for the vote. Secretary Escalera.
Motion by Director Young, Greg Young, second by Vice President Crowther. Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawking?
Yes. On item number 16, other post-employee benefits, OPEB, as of June 30th, 2018, completed August 12, 2019.
Again, this is our annual other post-employee benefit payments. It's a normal payment that we have to make on an annual basis. The study was conducted by Bartell and Associates. They are one of the leading firms in California that does actuarial studies for governmental agencies, and they would present their recommendation to us, and their recommendation is to go ahead and make the annual payment. I mean, we have to, because we have to continue, you know, paying for our current and retirees. So this is the normal contribution for the OPEB liability.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we receive and file item number 16.
The motion is to approve the payment, please.
Says staff recommendation is receive and file.
I'm sorry, I may have.
Not a receive and file?
No, it's
approval.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will amend my motion.
All right.
I'll second it.
Secretary Escalera.
Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Dr. Greg Young?
Yes.
Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Number 17, request for critical need payroll position. Everyone, I just want to put some explanation on this. We currently have a temporary hiring freeze, and the I think Mr. Mandelbaugh has gone to the Finance Committee and everyone in the building saying that we need a payroll person, and everybody. He's coming to us to ask for this exception to the hiring freeze for us to get a payroll person.
Mr. President, I move item 17.
And Mr. President, I'll second it. Both of us are on the Finance Committee.
Yep.
We understand the need.
Thank you.
I do have questions on this one. I'll make it brief, but just for a point of clarity, and Ms. Escalera, if we can also note this in the section. When you read this, it doesn't actually say what the position is. I mean, it talks about it being payroll, but then it literally goes into the second sentence saying this position. Well, the position's never identified. So can we just be very clear on what the name of the position is that we're adding here?
I can do that right now.
Yeah, please.
It's accounting specialist 1, 2, or 3. The reason there's 3 of them is because we don't know the candidate pool. And depending on the experience level and the candidates themselves and what they can do to fit our needs, we will place them within that category.
Okay, so we're adding one position in either the 1, 2, or 3 category, depending on
their qualifications and experience.
Okay, yeah. Ms. Escalera, if we can just make sure that that's noted, because if you read the staff report, it doesn't ever actually specify that. And if we can just, in the future, if we can just make sure that we double check it, because it wasn't just on the staff report, it was also in your letter. It doesn't actually ever say what the position was.
And I apologize for that, because it's the only position in payroll, so that.
Yeah, no, but just for point of clarification, so that people in the public, if they ever look at this like a year from now, know exactly what we were adding.
Noted.
I would appreciate it. So thank you.
That was the discussion. Okay, Secretary Escalera.
Okay, and is it?
Wait, was there a motion and a second?
Yes.
Okay.
And
all right.
Just for a point of clarity, the motion, does that include the adding of that specific language of the specialist?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Number 18, consider purchasing meter box lids as part of the automatic meter reading AMR project from Western Water Works Supply Company.
Good evening, presidents and members of the board. Joanne Chan, operations manager. The meter service department has a need to purchase meter box lids. NICOR Inc. submitted the lowest quote with a condition that the district will commit to purchase 2,000 lids in calendar year 2020. Orders will be broken up into quantities of 500 each. Western Water Works Supply Company is NICOR's exclusive representative. Staff recommends that the board approve the purchase of 2,000 meter box lids from Western Water Works Supply Company in calendar year 2020. And this concludes my report.
Mr. President, I'll move that we adopt item number 18.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. Secretary Escalera.
Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Gary Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawking?
Yes. Number 19, emergency request for CIP budget amendment to facilitate additional Maximo user licensing and hosting services with Polaris Solutions.
Mr. President, can I make a motion that we reject item number 19?
I second.
Secretary Escalera?
Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawking?
Yes. And just clarify what the motion was and what the vote meant, because we don't always usually do a negative vote.
A yes vote would indicate a rejection of the the contract being presented for Polaris.
For
Maximo licensing and hosting services with Polaris Solution.
Okay. That understood. All right. Next up, number 20, approval of payment for final invoices from MV Chang and Associates for financial consulting services.
Mr. President, I'll make the motion that we approve it.
I'll second.
Okay. Secretary Escalera?
Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawking?
Yes. And I just want to note final invoices, not new contract. Final. Finished, complete. Number 21, approval of payment to Albright E. and Smith APC for professional services rendered in November 2019, December 2019, and January 2019. 2020, I'm sorry.
Mr. President, I'll make the motion that we approve for payment.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second it, Secretary Escalera.
Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Dr. Greg Young?
Yes.
Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Carl Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawking?
Yes. Number 22, approval of payment to Law Office of Willoughby and Associates for professional services rendered in July 2019. July 2019. Invoices are stated there.
Mr. President, I'll make the motion to pay it.
Any second?
I'll second.
All right, Secretary Escalera.
Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Dr. Greg Young?
Abstain.
Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Carl Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay. With that being said, we have finished all the business items. Now, reports limited to 5 minutes maximum. Presentations or handouts must be provided to the board in advance. From the board members, I have two things. Board members, any presentations?
If I could make a quick brief statement. I just wanted to kind of piggyback on to what you had mentioned in the beginning. I, too, abstained on that vote. Had nothing to do with the great qualifications of the firm. I was just a little concerned about the fact that you did have some dealings with the firm, but I just wanted to make it clear because you had a lot of wide-ranging comments, and I wanted to make sure that people understood that I abstained as well, but for the reasons that I just stated. Additionally, I just want to thank everybody for coming out here tonight. Hopefully we get some rain. I know we haven't had a lot of rain so far this year, and kind of makes us a little bit nervous, but keep hoping that we might get a couple good storms still here for the year. And then I just wanted to also ask maybe Joanne or Linda or maybe Clarence, you can speak to it. I noticed that there was looked like a big leak on Valley Boulevard when I was going to work on, I think it was Tuesday morning. Can anyone maybe give us an update? I drove by and I saw the guys out there and the water was kind of bubbling up. I'm like, well, I could have stopped and said hi, but I don't want to bother them and had to get to work anyways. But if you can just maybe comment on
that. Yeah, that morning we had a heat hydrant, okay, and we were not able to close isolated valve timely, but eventually we did.
Okay, good. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Joanne, and the rest of the operations staff for, I'm sure, meeting the call as you guys usually do. Any other reports? All right, so there's two things I did want to give an update, or the general, or Ricky, I'm not sure. Okay, oh, yes, we're going to report out. Hold on. I guess we're doing board members first. First thing, this is between Clarence and Ricky. This is a mid-year suggested, or Ricky, just say what it is, I guess.
Before you, it's a mid-year and next fiscal year budget schedule. So right on top, we have the 1920, which is the current year, mid-year schedule that I'm proposing to the board and for you to take a look at the dates.
Take a look at. And then did all the board members get a copy of this?
Yes.
Okay. Right, and I know it's a committee of jurisdiction would be the finance committee that would have the final input. This is just a draft of the recommendation as far as the schedule.
Those are workshops of the board.
Yes, some of these are workshops on here, and it, March 14th, board workshop to review mid-year budget proposals. March 19th, present year, mid-year budget to board at a regular meeting for approval. That's the expectation. March 24, Finance completes updates to fiscal year 2019-2020 budget to include mid-year changes. Tentative fiscal year 2021 budget prep schedule, April 7th, distribution of fiscal year 2021 budget sheets to all departments. April 8th, through April 22nd, departmental request to general manager, CFO to review. May 1 through 3, board slash staff retreat, input for the budget. May 14th and 28th, budget workshops. May 28th only if needed. June 4 or 28th, board adopts fiscal year 2020-2021 budget. July 15th, fiscal year 2021 budget book published. That's our proposed schedule right now. And so the Finance Committee got some work to do.
Yes, and let me add, I would really appreciate it if we can adhere to the schedule, simply because we are late with the mid-year and it's rolling into our 2021 budget prep. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is, it's a preliminary report back from the general managers, the AGM recruitment contact sheet log. And did all the board members get a copy of this?
No.
Okay. Secretary Escalera, can we make sure all of them, basically what it says is all who has been contacted regarding the AGM. There are five firms here: Bob Murray and Associates, the Hawkins Company, no relation to me at all. I'm not related to the Hawkins Company, not Hawkins Burger, or any of the Hawkins Singers. Matthews and Associates, Muni Temps, PlanetBids.com, and Ralph Anderson. These contacts were made between, I think the HR director made recommendations, the general manager had already had this assignment, and between these two, we have currently received two formal responses. We are waiting, 214. The bid date closes tomorrow. I believe we're waiting for Bob Murray. They said they would get one in. The Hawkins Company said they would get one in by tomorrow. And then Planet Bids is on, no RFQs received as of 214. And then Ralph Anderson said he will not bid. So, but the Mathis Groups and Muni Temps have both already submitted their bids. So after it closes tomorrow, next board meeting, whoever is bid, it'll be on the agenda. Yes. All right. Just wanted to explain that out. I know everybody was expecting a report back on that. Next up, legal counsel. Unless any other board members have something to say, legal counsel.
Thank you, Mr. President. The board gave me direction to settle the dispute with Polaris Company. The original demand was $129,000, and I received direction to settle that case for $99,000. Also received direction to retain a lawyer to handle the Patricia Romero EEOC claim. And I also received direction to retain a lawyer to assist the district in its global mediation efforts regarding the potential litigation and the existing litigation before the district.
All right, General Counsel, General Manager, anything to report?
No reports from staff.
Okay. Upcoming meetings, you all hopefully have gotten to see those up there or get a packet. There are many to list. However, we do want to note next week that myself, Vice President Crowther, and Dr. Taylor will be in D.C. for the AQUA conference. There are other meetings that we're going to have throughout the There are other meetings that we're going to have throughout the month. Also want to note that this is last meeting during Black History Month. With that being said, is there a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
All right. So moved. Do we need to call the vote? No. Motion for adjournment.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.